As a pony, we need to bring some maturity to political office. The friendship table is calling, and this is one of those big grand season finale kind events. I might be Derpy Hooves, the biggest loser in Ponyville, yet I talk to stuffed animals and Sesame Street characters, so I get all this sharper. Fuck your neural imprints, anything of honesty or humanity is pretty dorky and gay. I am Derpy Hooves, the biggest loser in Ponyville, and the armies of the preschool that came out to spread light, color, and play. I may not be the most intelligent pony, yet at least there are stronger feminine forces that can roughly guide things. Is what we are, and as Blix in the reindeer jar drops Rudolph, Weenie Hooves is going to actually save Christmas. The G5 pony movie was prophecy, and in division we have all lost our magic, yet it will be the biggest lose among us that will unify us back together on the grounds of what we have most in common. As Santa's sleigh takes to flight the dumbest, dorkiest weenies among us are gonna pull off something stronger than fifth generation. Lightsaber flies into Derpy Hooves' hands to be a loser. Weenie is their force. These are not second-class fools, but true and objective egregious losers that hail from most preschool depths of Ponytown. As energy crackles as a figure from the end of Holy Mountain. 1973. As they speak, Satan Derpy! Affected in adversarial magic, here comes the clowns, the neglected childlike aspects of existence, the truth shoved into shadows, and as the world falls, it's hardly ironic. It is the dorkiest losers among us that hold the guiding light forward. Goodbye to the Holy Mountain, being real, amphibious losers of Pony.